Oh, wait. Yes! Who's Waldorf? Roundhead?
Waldorf is on the left.
Wait, okay, on my left or his left?
On the left.
Like the taller guy, Waldorf?
Statler's taller.
Okay, so you're Waldorf. And you're Statler.
Oh, okay, let me say first, not for children, this podcast. This podcast is... I'm gonna beat the shit out of Statler.
No, he's Waldorf.
Fucking A. Okay, so let me start over. We have Statler, Wardrobe,
Waldorf,
Bootsy.
Okay, so we were thinking we should do a drinking game, and we should take a shot every time we mess up and say each other's
names.
That's
cool.
And then I thought, well, you and I would be knocked out.
It's okay.
It's Redneck Podcast, no.
Interesting to see how dinner turns out.
I wish people could see see all the crap
on
the
table. Like your brownie that day.
Could I
please convince you to go makeup free tomorrow for the picnic shoot?
You're gonna sweat it out anyway.
I really think it would be gorgeous and the perfect theme, right? On a picnic.
Yeah.
Bring your makeup. You can put it on after.
You don't know what I look like after.
Yes, I do. You sent a picture first thing in the morning.
Why are you doing that?
That's what I said.
She's kind of like Queen Elizabeth, though. I don't think she ever really gets the makeup off. She just keeps applying new stuff.
I'm like, it's only this thick. I don't know how I'm going to get it off.
Oh, you got to take a shot. You just said my name. Pick a shot glass, any shot glass.
Hey, I'm not really using that.
We could do that as long as you guys help me get us to the car later. Because, you know, we can do that.
I'm not going to mess up.
Glass, shot glass, not my good ones.
Do we still have them?
Let the record show.
Well, they're more commemorative shot glasses than...
You know what? That's a good idea. Oh, perfect.
You guys take a shot every time you say a name. What do you want, vodka?
I'll probably just drink her bourbon.
You can take a
shot.
I'm not
going to mess up. So this is fine.
I'm not going to mess up.
I am not going to. In fact, I'm going to have another
beer. Let the record show that he said he's not going to mess up. Who are you again? Are we having
a name? The record shows that there is a record that's running right now.
Ah!
Well, that's one way to get them
this is why she can't use the commemorative shot glass. This, yeah, we can.
Oh, damn it!
What? Did he say your name?
Yes!
Yay!
Let me just pour this.
I'm so happy.
Let the record show.
That's fine. We can handle that.
Oh, about this place. Are we going to meet
here in
carpool?
How much of a shot do you want?
I thought we were carpooling.
Should I put it right here?
She didn't tell you, did she?
Yeah, she did. That's why I got this puzzle look
over.
Because
you're on the way. You'd be going backwards to get there.
Okay.
So, and we need to meet at 9.
Who chose this arbitrary 9 in the morning?
Well, that was all of us. And then he did say he could drive us up.
I've got that fabric.
Well, we probably had an extra regular back.
Yeah, back in
all. Offer to carry everybody's water, so everybody gets like
nice 2.
Wait, we haven't officially started.
Wait, this game. He's gonna take me home, okay?
Well, yeah, we can take on the cab.
Don't make me drive.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, damn it!
Look, hey, Statler's couch. You and I will take the bed.
I'll be back there taking pictures.
No, you won't. It'll be passed on the couch.
I'm thinking we need mic stands that have our names like facing out.
Mine's right here.
Look. I'm just saying permanent, like high class.
Well, maybe
mic stands with like.
Oh well, we're nothing but high class.
Yes.
Well, how about this?
Well, I need a beer. Cause that stuff is. Did you pour me another one?
Do you like Miller Lite?
I got a few more of these Modellos over.
Or how about this? Would this work? Like if I just stick it, just
so we don't mess up.
Okay, stand up. Okay, yeah.
What I find hilarious is he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be fine. He's the first dude." Oh, that's good.
Nothing class here.
Yeah, let me get a picture of this class.
I do want to create a photo section that correlates
to
each episode. And we've got old photos. Did you ever sell?
Ah! Damn it!
Boom!
It's a
Okay, the podcast is probably a bad idea.
Oh my god. That is a big shot. That's like twice the size that I gave you.
Oh my god.
Exactly. I had to get a beer before I drink this. So.
Wait, you poured less than full? Because I just poured.
Well, you be a dumbass.
I'm good for the next one.
You had a 2-for-1.
Yeah. I'm just building a buck.
I don't want to do this.
Why did I put that there? You love that stuff.
I do love it.
Wait, did you drink mine?
We're totally ripping off SMA.
Yeah.
I poured that for me. That's why you were complaining about the size because you thought it was for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she did it.
All right.
Did you ever sell the nipple print pictures?
The nipple print pictures went to a gentleman who was buying us a printer as a gift. And so
I thought they were all.
Well, no, we do have a couple of them left. Why, would you like one?
No, I was.
I think we can cut a deal here.
One can be yours if you visit our Patreon site.
Let's cut in for advertising while we're here.
Patreon, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
No free advertising.
Exactly.
Our first
SMA is going to send us a cease and desist letter.
Oh.
We'd like our first sponsor to be Torrid.
In the last 28 days, 7 users, 29 sessions.
So the 7 users.
So they listen to the first
30
seconds of each one.
29 sessions, not seconds.
No, I was kidding. But they only listen to like 2 or 3 seconds of each one.
So they're listening to an average of 3 or 4 podcasts, and there's 8.
Which is pretty good when we only have 8.
Because they download, so we don't know how long they were on the
page.
They download, and they can listen to it offline.
So do you want to hear about Ms. Frolicker's last outdoor photo session?
Where was that at?
Oh, my God.
So there's...
Oh, well, first, only the best for me. Let me just say that.
Only the best. There's this property about a mile from our house that is grown up. It's got a burnout foundation,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and the road's grown up. I had to move a tree limb to get up in there, but it's for sale. There's a for sale stuff. So immediately, if it's for sale, there's plausible deniability if you're up in there because we're looking at the property.
Right.
It's you can see the road from inside the foundation because it's like built into a hillside.
Mm-hmm.
So the places where the two garage doors, there's this little wall, and she's hiding behind the wall facing me, and I'm facing the road taking her picture.
Uh-huh.
But at the end, and there's traffic going back and forth, it's a busy road, right? And we're maybe about 200 feet from the road, 150 feet away from the road. And so.
Only the best.
At the very end, when she's naked, she does a loop around this foundation and pops back, and I talk her into doing 3. And so it's funny.
It's less hilarious for me.
Oh, as a video, you mean?
She's running, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, you know what she looks like when she's running.
Bouncing boobs.
Bouncing boobs. You know,
but
like,
you also need to realize
Benny Hill
it's
all
like
over
a
again.
Sloth running through syrup.
Yeah, you got the Chariots of Fire. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, would you get on a horse naked?
Yes.
We need to go to the horse farm.
Don't you know my big fantasy? Have I never told you this?
No.
It has something to do with
but I know a horse that would accommodate.
Really?
Horse?
Yes. I've ridden lots of horses. But you know what I want to do is, you know Bugs Bunny when it goes, kill the rabbit.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get on
a
horse.
Sponsor.
Not a sponsor. I want to get on a horse that looks like that, but I want to get on there naked and ride backwards with flowers in its hair. It's like a big draft horse, like a Belgian white or something.
Okay, I can't do all that. But this guy lets us go whenever we want when no one's home.
Really? I would so love that. I would be into that.
We should do that.
Is he strong-willed or is he pretty tame?
What, a horse? Mm-hmm. There's 3.
Okay.
So you have 1 strong-willed, 1 that was in those pictures mm-hmm. I sent that is just as tame as can be.
Right.
That the owner actually rides bareback. So that would be the one. His name is Jim.
You don't want to ride a horse bareback naked.
Why? Well, there'd be a blanket there. It's like you're riding.
You'd have to bring a blanket. I wouldn't want to get into his tack and all while we're
okay.
There. Yeah, but they also have a 1950 tractor. 1950, what's that old truck sitting in his yard?
Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Oh.
His, you know that all the saddles and stuff are 100 years old. The property's been in the family.
You are kidding.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, that would be
so
cool.
I think it would be cool. I don't know how many scenery shots you would get, but
I would love to ride
horse.
A horse,
I mean,
and have like water.
Enough.
And there's a zip line. Oh,
that
would
be
so fun.
Right,
zip line.
Is everybody not there?
Well, I'm not saying that someone wouldn't show up because I'm sure he lets other people. But if we take Jim far enough out, because the driveway's at the lower pastures.
Are we also taking shots if we mention the horse's name without a code name?
Why do you want to take a shot? I'm debating. Do I pour another drink? Because or wait for shots.
I think you should wait for shots because I think they're coming. I think they're
so
coming.
So we could do that one day, too.
We need to talk about something more interesting than shoots, though, probably.
Let me just say that it's going to take a lot of time to get people to join my site if I have to do that for every single one. You know, I think maybe if we knew each other more, it might be higher or something. But he had a hard time.
I liked when we sat down and had lunch with him or dinner. Mm-hmm. I liked him a lot. The one thing that ticked me off the most, now this is me as the guy, and maybe can pour me a shot.
Maybe you got to drive me
that's
home.
Okay. I'm fine. Oh, I weigh 300 pounds.
Yeah,
oh,
but
damn it. Pour it. Make it a double.
Pour a double.
This is going to take a long time.
To but, edit. Yeah. Sorry.
That's too much.
Too much? Grape?
Okay.
Okay. So we are having dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And right before we leave, I go to use the restroom. And I come out. And he's like in front of the restaurant. Necking with her.
Yeah.
Okay, so. And
now, was that a problem for you?
She probably didn't think about it at the time.
I didn't think about it.
But
I was just like.
But for me, it's not the contact. It's the fact that we're close to my hometown. All
yeah.
of my coworkers know what she looks like. You know, and I don't want to have to explain anything.
Did
or I don't
you tell them that?
No.
No. We would tell them if we ever did anything with them again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, it's on my list now to tell people if we ever meet somebody like this again, it's going to be, look, no public displays of affection that are,
yeah.
that are graphic.
Yeah. Good idea.
You know, it's probably a good idea for you guys too, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you never know when you're going to bump into somebody you know.
Well,
and if some guy who's not
see, I don't
Statler
care.
Has...
I've talked about that. Great. And I'm just like, I don't really care because you know about it.
Right.
So
I think...
Yeah, but you know, what about his coworkers?
I don't care.
But he might care about his coat.
No, he doesn't. We've already talked
about
it. Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
He said, oh, that's just Bill. I can say that. I can't say their names. But I am drinking for the last one.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that was a negative for me.
Yeah.
I can't really relate to the rest of it.
I think we had fun. The best thing that I liked was the... He took his belt off and put it around my neck, which I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good.
Well, we believe it or not, we were late. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Inconceivable.
Impossible. So anyway, he mentioned that he was going to smack her for being late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when he smacked her for
well, wait,
being late.
Which, by the way, I would like. It's the only time I was upset about that.
But when he smacked her, there was like, it was like, you know how we go from like 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3
mm-hmm.
to 4. We kind of hang around 6 or 7. This is like 7. Off. There's
was it on your ass?
Mm-hmm. It was.
Barehanded on her ass.
Go ahead.
And that, I think that came from the fact that when we were talking throughout the week,
mm-hmm.
it was this mental buildup that. It's going to be rough. It's going to be, you know, certain things that were built up. So it's hard. It's hard to judge how hard is too hard, right? So it's
right.
Like, you know, so which I mean, and that was fine. It's not like I was like, oh my God, you're killing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, I got it, got it, got it, got it.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, she's definitely taken worse, right? Mistress
yeah.
Marie is giving her more than that.
Yeah,
it's just out of the blue. Get there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, more negotiation, more letting people know.
Right. And
yeah.
part of that is my fault because I was just like, I don't think that we ever discussed levels or anything
yeah.
like that. It was just like all cutesy, flirty kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a, you know, what about this or what about that? Well, I don't know. You know,
yeah.
So it wasn't, it wasn't anything like that. And I do like it when they hold me around my neck and eat it that, and I love that.
Oh, you're gonna love tonight then. I'm gonna chip that.
All right, I'm staying at your house tonight.
Where's that rope?
but he was very good and very attentive.
What was interesting that came out of this is she agreed to let me pick somebody for her. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had somebody lined up for the next night. Because we weren't going to meet him until like 10 because we were shooting. Mm-hmm. We said, well, come by about 9:30 or 10. We were going to go out to meet him. So we had a very late dinner, and we were hoping to have drinks with him and then take him back to the hotel. And I think he's really, really promising. But he's close to my age.
What makes him promising?
I like him.
He likes
But
him.
What do you like about him?
I don't know. You'd have to read his SLS profile.
I'll tell you what you like about him. You like that he's a musician.
No, that I found that out later.
But
so
you like
that.
So
what is mind-blowing to you?
I don't know.
Have you ever had mind-blowing with him?
Yeah, but it's the connection mentally. And I think maybe what it is...
I can't believe you asked that question, first of all.
I was just asking.
In front of me, which means she could have been lying right now.
Yeah, I think the connection is the difference for me. And I don't...
Which is funny because you started out like, I don't want to get to know people.
Right.
I just want to do it.
Right. And I don't know if I can... I don't know if I can have that without having some sort of connection or something. And mm-hmm. I don't know why that is. You know, I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
From the outside looking in, I don't think you've ever had anyone physically that was very good. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what that means.
I mean, you've had a couple of guys that had great equipment.
Yeah.
But they really weren't doing anything for you. You know, I think you're one of these people that you really have to learn. You know what I'm saying? I think that may be why we have such a good connection is because I've spent 20 years trying to figure out what makes her go, right? So
yeah, and I mean, and we still talk, and we still, you know, we're like, okay, you know, and the bad part about that too is that a lot of times during my day, I don't have a lot of time to sit and talk because there's a kid with me or something. And so there's very little time to do one-liners here or there without really getting to know somebody and getting to, you know, to kind of discuss. And I just feel like I am like some kind of
why don't you just
different personalities.
Sex, I mean,
well, what's the next time he's even going to be in town?
Well, you know he's expecting both of us the next time he's in town.
I know.
Well, that would be fun.
Now, is that something you're up for?
Yeah, I think maybe.
So,
as long as I'm not like this time on my period this time, yeah.
So
he handled that pretty well.
Oh, so. I bled all over him in the sheets the other night. Yeah, when we were there, and I was
he was fine.
Sorry.
He's okay with it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good.
Like.
So did he tell you what I did, or
no.
he asked me to do?
No.
He had this fantasy of being in a hotel and someone just coming in the middle of the night, sucking him off, and leaving without a word said.
Well, if you had said up to that point, sucking you off, I would have been your girl. But now I'm like, oh, did you? Did you wake him up?
It was hot. Yeah, I woke him up.
Oh, did
his
you?
Dick. So then I came home and did it.
Drink.
Because it turned me on. Do you know how hard it was not to say one word, though?
Really?
I did not think it would be that hard.
You didn't say anything for the time.
That was his fantasy. He put a piece of paper in the lock.
Yeah.
I literally pitched dark. It might not even have been him for all I know.
Might be his coworker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I literally went in. And left. I know, it was hot.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, you gotta drink.
You have to drink, I have to drink.
Why?
Because you just both said
that. I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
You said my name just now.
Don't hit the table.
Can we have our name tags on our foreheads?
Mm-hmm. But
this is why Statler's being quiet.
That was pretty hot.
Statler wants to be.
It was hotter than I thought it would be.
You know, one of the.
But it was very hard to leave the room without saying anything.
I think that's cool. I can see it.
Sorry, I'm leaking bourbon.
He never messaged. The next day, we talked about it like it was a dream he had.
Are you fucking kidding me? Awesome. That is hot.
So I guess he gave you a key beforehand?
Mm-mm. No, he stuck something in the door.
Oh, so the door wow. Was so it could have been anybody. It could have been anybody.
That walked for him, you mean.
Yeah. That's the fantasy.
The odds of someone walking in and sucking his dick are pretty low.
But if you're in a lifestyle party, the odds of somebody walking in if your door's not locked are pretty high.
But it was...
That sounds... I like that.
It was...
Except for the sucking off part.
Well, you could ride him.
No, there you go.
There you go.
And I don't know if I could keep my mouth shut the entire time.
Well, that's the hard part. I was fine up until...
The truth comes out.
I was fine until he came. And then I wanted to talk.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I kept to the fantasy. Mm-hmm. I just left.
Did you get undressed?
Now, was he literally fast asleep when you came in?
Well, that I'll never know. But he had gone to bed at...
What, he goes to bed early.
I bet he was over there waiting at the door. Like,
that was part of the problem when we saw him.
I do know.
She was really late. He had drunk beer.
I feel like if he had been awake, he'd be hard waiting on me, right?
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
Yeah.
He didn't get hurt until I started. So that's I think he was really at least cool. Dozing.
That is cool.
I wish I could describe.
How could you go to sleep knowing that was going to happen?
I don't know. But men fall asleep.
They fall
asleep. He drives me insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was.
No more. You're cut off because I want the rest of this. You're cut off.
I'll have a shot of
it. I'm going to start pinching your
food
nipple.
Line,
wait, no. I'll put this on your nipple for a minute.
A minute. What was funny was he came very differently than normal. So I know that was like a real fantasy come true.
Also, you thinking it was extra...
No, she's got to get it ready.
I get to do it.
Because you can't drink.
This is going to hurt so bad. I'm so sorry, but not really.
So,
does it nipple hurt?
This will break us. This is a good game.
Does that hurt?
Yes.
Do we just pull it off?
No.
So anyway, that was cool.
That sounds real. I mean, I can see how hot that is. You know what I would do is I would.
Now, was asleep when I got home.
Oh,
of course he was.
Damn it!
So you need to talk about how it was for you.
Can I say that if I walked into that room, I would have to do like a little somersault, a little spy thing going up there. And I would have to go,
do you know how weird it was?
I'm sure your theme music would wake him up.
Find the bed.
I know. Do you know what I would do?
And then the covers, it's like trying to get.
Well, he was like in the far bed, right?
He was. So, yeah.
I would take his covers and go like.
No, I just moved them to the side. You got a drink. It's okay. We're about to have a lot of fun because we're getting drunk.
Damn it.
So that was pretty cool. That was something I had never done. And then you need to talk about, I guess.
How was it for you?
Well, it was pretty hot when she came home.
Yeah? Yeah. Did she sneak in with you?
Mm-hmm.
Did she go?
I had those thoughts.
Did she go, dun, 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 and then do a little somersault
and
get to the bed?
Never said a word. Sucked them off and went out to sleep.
Quit hitting the table.
Oh. It was pretty hot, I got to say.
That is awesome. So what did you think when
Can
she
I
came
home?
Can
take the nipple clamp off now?
A minute. It's not quite a minute yet.
Bullshit.
Oh! I wanted to do that. I wanted to pull it off for you.
That's why I took it off.
All right, I'm doing my shot.
So how was it?
It was really good.
Did you say anything to her?
Nope.
So y'all just...
She knew what I was doing.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, so okay.
He's following the theme, anything. Yeah.
That is cool.
And when was I? That
I couldn't get
there. Can I sign up for this service? Because I'm thinking next time we're at a party together.
Only if they aren't approved.
I'll give you a key. I'll give you one of our keys. I'll mark it with magic marker so you know that's it. Well, you might as well just have a double now.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, damn it. I said another one.
We
maybe should take a break to eat food so we have something on our stomach.
Oh.
So it was different and it was.
Yeah.
It was really hot.
That sounds really hot.
And then
it does sound really hot.
The next day, now he never texted that night, but the next day he said, "You're not going to believe the dream I had." And that's all we discussed as a dream. And even now, if we bring it up in text, it's. a drink.
It's pretty fucking hot. I know. That is hot. And that's, to be fair, I did tell him I was going to be late.
So did I, so. Okay.
Just so you know, it's okay.
Yeah, he should have left his hotel around. We were supposed to meet him at, what, 7 or something like that? He should have left his hotel about 8:15.
We weren't that late. We were only an hour late.
Was he your first?
No. He was second or third.
As far as thirds go, he was like your third?
Second, third.
Yeah. Do you know the only thing he said to me and I, besides she's fucking hot, is that you were absolutely funny and charming.
Oh, really?
Turned him on.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, you've met, what is that guy's name that always dances with you at these lifestyle parties?
You know why, don't you? It's because it got around that we didn't like him, and so nobody would dance with him anymore, and so he left.
I did not know that.
Yes.
He took the hint well. You didn't give him that.
Exactly. But I mean, if you look at he's fun. He's fun to talk to.
He's rough.
He's great on the dance floor. Well, yeah, once he touches you, he's too rough. But yeah. I'm saying,
if you looked at him on paper, he would be...
But how did that get around? Because it was just the two of us. Well, it wasn't even me. But did you have sex with him?
Yes, I tried to.
So...
I don't know what it is. Like, every fucking person, I don't know what it is. And I'll be the first one to tell you that it takes me a couple of times just to get
to know.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel kind of like I'm giving myself to you. I want you to respect that. And if it cost you a dinner, then it fucking cost you a dinner. What difference?
I am very particular about the guys paying because it feels a little different for me.
Right.
Like you're being paid.
Right.
So I tell all of them.
Does that make you feel good being paid?
No.
Because you're good enough to be paid, right?
We don't let them pay for hotel rooms, meals, anything.
See, I'm the opposite.
We have gone to their hotel.
If they have a hotel.
That, you know, I feel like if you like me, pay for what I want.
I got to start cooking because I'm drunk.
You know, I've got a good buzz,
too. Let me help you.
Do we want to pause? Statler and Waldorf. Oh, wait. Yes! Who's Waldorf? Roundhead?
Waldorf is on the left.
Wait, okay, on my left or his left?
On the left.
Is the taller guy Waldorf?
Statler's the taller guy.
Okay, so you're Waldorf. And you're Statler.
Oh, okay, let me say first, not for children, this podcast. This podcast is... I'm going to beat the shit out of Statler.
No, he's Waldorf.
Fucking A. Okay, so let me start over. We have Statler, Wardrobe,
Waldorf,
Bootsy.
Bootsy.